High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of common interest. This spring season, we're delving into the High Plains and its sense of place. The first work we're discovering is Kent Hariff's Plainsong. Here's our book discussion leader.
I'm Jane Huerta, the book discussion leader for Plainsong, the first book in HPPR Radio Readers 2016 Spring Read, A Sense of Place. Thank you for being part of our Radio Readers on-air online discussion. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I really, really like this novel. When I really like a novel, I can be, for a time, blind to aspects that might dispel my enthusiasm, but do you do this? As a novel percolates in me, as I think more about it, questions arise. You too? Okay, so Tom Guthrie teaches history in Holtz High School. One class period, he listens as his students give reports they've supposedly researched. One student's report is quite short, less than a minute. When Guthrie asks him about it, the student claims he couldn't find any information, nothing about Thomas Jefferson, nothing about the Declaration of Independence or Jefferson's presidency, nothing at all about Monticello. This is one of those scenes that, the more I thought about it, the more I wondered. We've seen the McFerrin's Ranch. We've seen the High Plains with Victoria as she rides the bus back from Denver. We've seen most of Holt's Main Street with its shops and offices, cafes, diners, bars, and movie theater. But where in Holt is the library? Where is art, music, book clubs, public radio? Hariff himself was for a time a high school teacher on the High Plains, and for many years he was a professor teaching at various universities in the Midwest. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and suppose that the life of the mind, books, art, culture, ideas, meant something to him. So why would Hariff exclude intellectual trappings for Holt and its people? Is it fair to say that the life of the mind doesn't fit in Holt? I know, you're thinking I'm off on some kind of academic tangent, but wait a minute. Think about it. Is there a place in Hariff's Holt for people like us, we readers of books and discussants of ideas? Who are the purveyors of culture in your community? Are they insiders or outsiders?
Thank you, Jane. Every day you'll hear more voices sharing their thoughts about the books we're reading, discovering more about this place we call home. I'm Cindy Talley, and I'd like to invite you to join in the discussion online at hppr.org. Just look for the Radio Readers Book Club on the Features drop-down menu. That's online at hppr.org.
Swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hands. And I know you need me in the next room over, but I am stuck in here all paralyzed. For months I got myself in ruts, too much time spent.